Happy birthday, Charlene.
Hurry, Joe, it's not my birthday for three more days.
I know, I'm just practicing. Do, do,
do. Well, all I have to say is the next time Olivia May gets sick, y'all can just invite somebody else to play cards. I don't like this game. I like simple games, you know, like the kind you play when you're little.
Suzanne, we've been all over that. Charlene doesn't have a picture of a donkey.
Funny. Hey, Anthony, how you coming on that video recorder?
It's coming.
I can't believe I was able to rent Follow the Fleet. I just love Ginger Rogers. And probably because she's from Missouri, too.
Ginger Rogers. Now, is she the one who's married to Roy?
Oh. Come on, Suzanne. You know who Ginger Rogers is. She was never married to Roy. Dale Evans is married to Roy.
Oh, right, Mary Jo. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't happen to keep up with the Rogers family, okay?
Well, now, that's not quite true. You know Mr. Rogers. Can you say discard?
Okay. I think that's about ready.
Thank you, Anthony. Now, you have to stay and at least watch Hollywood Canteen with us.
No thanks. I'm not too big on World War II.
Why not? What's the matter with you? You a communist?
No, it's just that I had some uncles that were in the army, and they told me all the black soldiers were segregated, even though they had to fight for their country.
Oh, well, I see your point, but, you know, to me, it was such a romantic time. Everybody going off to battle, and you never knew if you'd see each other again. All that confetti falling and jitterbugging and big bands. I just know I would have had to meet every ship at every port.
Well, that doesn't tax my imagination.
By the way, Charlene, what do you want for your birthday?
Oh, you guys, stop it. I don't want anything. Okay, if you want to get me something, get me a soldier.
All right, what branch?
Doesn't matter, as long as he's sweet and handsome and brave and looks like he just stepped out of World War II.
We saw one of those last week, but gee, you didn't think you'd like him.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I'm Colonel Bill Stillfield. I got your name from a friend of my mother's.
You guys, I can't believe you did this so fast. It's not even my birthday yet.
Charlene, we didn't.
All right, you didn't have anything to do with this. I just told you I wanted a soldier. No soldiers ever walked through this door until today. And this is just a great big coincidence, right?
That's right.
You're an actor, aren't you? Suzanne, I'll bet this is a friend of yours. I gotta say, though, not bad on the costume. Where'd you rent it?
I think there's a little misunderstanding.
Charlene, for heaven's sake.
There's no misunderstanding. You guys are unbelievable. Okay, where are we going to dinner?
I give. You tell me.
Okay, how about the old Ritz-Carlton? And we can eat on the balcony and dance afterwards, you know, kind of like WW2.
Colonel Stillfield, I want to apologize for this.
Listen, apology necessary. Let me just get a time here. Say 8 o'clock?
Fine.
And a name to go with it?
As if he didn't know. Charlene. I'll write down the address for you.
Great. Well, I guess the only other thing I came in for was about this project. You see, my father, who was an army general, passed away recently. I'm sorry. I still get a little emotional.
Oh, come on. I said I'd go. You don't have to make up a big story.
I'm deeply sorry. She's off her medication.
Anyway, we've collected a pretty tidy sum in donations to refurbish a patient lounge at the VA hospital in his memory. It's not a very big job, but we'd like to make it special.
Happy birthday to me. How long you been stationed in Atlanta?
Oh, about a year. But didn't you find that out in your phone call?
What phone call?
Well, the one you made to the base to check up on me.
But you know that was me.
Because you just admitted it. You wouldn't have made much of a Mata Hari. My aide told me somebody had called the office asking all kinds of questions. Things like, am I a real officer? How long have I been in the Air Force?
I was so embarrassed. It's just that it was such a big coincidence. You know, I told my friends I wanted a soldier. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Don't be. You know, you're the first person I've asked out since my wife died a few years ago. In fact, you've stirred up some feelings in me that I didn't even know I still had.
Such as?
Lust. Desire. Being alive.
I'm can't believe how we feel the same way about everything. We both cry when they play the national anthem. We both get mad when people don't put their hands over their hearts. And our favorite song is I'll Be Seeing You.
Yeah, I think maybe this calls for children.
Did you ever get the feeling you were born in the wrong time?
All the time.
Bill?
What?
Would you like to come in?
Charlene, I want you so bad my teeth ache. But if I go in there, even the jaws of life couldn't get me out. So I better not.
Bring us a pitcher of beer to cry in. We're all shipping out tonight.
Yeah, and some of us ain't coming back. How about it? Would you like to get engaged?
Well, I just got engaged a few minutes ago.
Yeah, to who?
To that table over there. They're shipping out tonight, too, but listen, if it means that much to you, I'll be your girl. How many of there are you?
Just nine.
Well, okay.
Hey, that's swell. Here's our ring. We all went in together.
It's beautiful. I think I'm going to cry.
Listen, I don't mean to bust up your act, but who's the princess over there?
Oh, that's Suzanne Sugarbaker, Miss Warbonds, 1944. That's her boyfriend in the wheelchair, Daddy Warbonds. They said he actually died a few weeks ago, but she found out she's not in the will, so she's still pretending to date him.
Great face. Great lips.
Yeah, they say she's the best gas siphoner in the country. Oh, cigarette girl! You got any lucky strikes?
They're on the ration list, but how about a cigar for your grandfather?
He's not my grandfather. This is Daddy Warbonds.
Psst. Do you know your cleavage is showing?
Very funny.
I bet you have to sleep on your back, don't you?
Button it up, will you? I want some cigarettes. Can't you just run across the street or something?
I told you, they're on the ration list.
Yes, but that doesn't apply to me. I'm Suzanne Sugarbaker, the current Miss Warbonds. Not to mention Miss Hit Parade, Miss Lux Soap, and Miss Air Raid Shelter. And furthermore, you're a lousy cigarette girl. You never have any cigarettes, you never have any candy, you don't even have any good games, just cards.
I told you, Miss Warbonds, I don't have a picture of a donkey or a tail, but if I did, I would sure pin it on you because you are one, okay?
Charlene, I just want to thank you again for having me in your dream.
I just love being a 40s dame. It just makes me feel so big and sassy and brassy. These letters are all addressed to me, and they're from Ted. Why are you scrubbing them? Lipstick again?
And now, Mary Jo, don't jump to conclusions.
I just can't believe it. Every letter he sends me from the front has lipstick on it, which makes me wonder, Charlene. Where exactly is the front?
Hello. I'm Colonel Stillfield.
Yes, I know. I feel like I've known you all my life.
Me too. I guess that's why I was compelled to come over and ask you to marry me. Are you engaged?
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, that's swell. Listen. I've got to go shoot down some Nazis now, but when I return, we'll live happily ever after. Okay?
Okay. I don't think I caught your first name.
Well, I'm Bill. And you're?
Charlene. I love you, Bill.
And I love you, Charlene.
I'll find you in the morning sun and when the night is new. I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Oh, Telegram from Miss Charlene Frazier. Telegram.
Oh, I'm Charlene Frazier.
Read it, Charlene. What's it say?
Bill's missing in action. He's been shot down.
It's time for a visit from our air raid safety warden, Miss Julia Sugarbaker.
Up. In the event of enemy bombs falling upon said edifice, the United States government advises that you take cover and put your head between your legs.
Oh, get serious. I can't even touch my toes.
You can't even see your toes. Furthermore, Suzanne, even if you are my sister, I'm gonna have to write you up.
What for?
Failure ration. Everybody knows you drive around hoarding nylons and chocolates and siphoning you know what? Gasoline breath.
So, I'm a celebrity. I have to stay strong to keep morale up.
And speaking of morale, how long has your date been dead?
I beg your pardon.
Gonna have to write you up for that, too. Incidentally, I don't have time for a long, drawn-out story, but what basically are you doing in that getup?
Oh, I'm waiting to marry a colonel I fell in love with. He's been shot down, but I just know he's coming home, and I want to be ready.
I get the gist. Save your strength for the honeymoon and for the rest of you. Back to the barracks. Almost time for curfew.
Why don't you just sing one song for
us? I'm sorry, I'm not prepared.
Please, it may be our last time.
Well, since you put it that way.
Oh, I see. We can fight for our country, we just can't use it. So that's what America's all about.
Hey, soldier, after this number's over, you want a jitterbug? I'm a little depressed. I think you just might cheer me up.
Wait a minute. You two can't dance.
Oh, yeah? This is my dream. We can do whatever we want.
I'm Major General Reese Watson. We're looking for Julia Sugarbaker, also known as the Terminator.
Yes, I am Julia Sugarbaker.
Miss Sugarbaker, the President is asking you to make a phone call right here now, live on Armed Services Radio, to be broadcast to our troops all around the world.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered. Who does the President want me to call?
Adolf Hitler. All you have to do is tell him off. The President feels that you are the only person who can give our troops that final push to win the war.
Well, I'll do my best.
I think this calls for a little piano accompaniment.
Yeah.
Mr. Hitler.
Yeah.
Julia Sugarbaker here, American citizen. I just wanted you to know, Mr. Hitler, no matter how many overgrown, stiff-armed bully boys you surround yourself with, that aside from being evil incarnate, you will always be just a short, little, ill-tempered, mongrel weakling who, for all his concerns about pedigree, can't even grow a good-looking mustache. And no matter how many rockets light the skies over Germany, you will never find your way through the haze of Winston Churchill's cigar smoke. And all the goose-stepping soldiers left on God's green earth can't step high enough to get you around Franklin Roosevelt's wheelchair. And I'll tell you why, Mr. Hitler. Because we're America. And we've got John Wayne and Jimmy Stewart and Betty Grable and Audie Murphy and Eddie Rickenbacker.
Eddie Murphy.
And Eddie Murphy and Louis Armstrong and Babe Ruth and Dwight Eisenhower and Jackie Robinson and Bob Hope and Ginger Rogers and Roy Rogers and Will Rogers and, yes, Mr. Hitler, we've even got Mr. Rogers. And that is why, as long as there's one amber wave of grain.
I'm sorry your 3 minutes are up.
But I wasn't finished.
You have now. Thank you, Miss Sugarbaker. And your country thanks you, too.
America. Talking about America. God shed his grace on thee.
Hey, he can't sing like Ray Charles. It's only the 1940s.
Hey, you just don't get it, do you? Look, this is America, you big palooka. And in America, you can dream anything you want.
This program for a special news bulletin. The war is over.
Where are you, Bill?
Okay, so that's the Veterans Hospital, fourth floor, patient's lounge. You just want me to get some measurements?
Right.
Goodbye, ladies. I'll be seeing you.
Just can't understand it. It's a big call today. I just don't understand what you're so worried about.
I told you his plane was shot down.
Charlene, that was just a dream.
I know, but maybe something has happened to him. I think I'll drive out to the base.
Boy, you really have gone off the deep end.
I have not gone off the deep end. And furthermore, if I want an opinion from you, Miss War Bonds, I'll ask for it.
Now, Stone, now, wasn't that the Battle of the Bulge?
Yes, that's where I lost most of my outfit. Some good boys, too. It's funny how, no matter how old I get, I'll always think of them as boys, sort of frozen on that field, on that one terrible day. You know, that was Hitler's last great push. And for 24 hours, it looked like the end of the world. Well, it could have been if we hadn't held on, but by God, we did hold on. And it was great. And a few months later, we rolled into Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. And I'll never forget this one little old crumpled pile of a man. Jewish man. Couldn't have weighed more than 80 pounds. And he looked up at me with those great big hollow eyes. They told us that most of these Europeans had never even seen a Negro before, so I figured he was wondering. But you know what he said? He didn't say, "Are you a Negro?" He said, "Are you an American?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he started to cry. And then he took my hand and kissed it. And he said, "God bless you, son. We have been waiting for you." And that, Anthony, was the proudest moment of my life. Yes, sir. Pretty soon we'll all be gone. Me, Mac, and everybody.
Well, it's past my bedtime. Good night, young fella.
Good night, sir. I just want to say thank you for winning the war and everything.
Well, That's most appreciated, young fella.
Thank you, Mr. Woods.
I accept your thanks, son. For me and for the boys at Baston.
Actually, there was a colonel by that name who had this office, but that's been a long time ago. I remember because they also named a softball field after him.
How long ago?
It was during the war.
Which war?
World War II, yes. Here it is. Sorry about the dust. See, Colonel Bill Stillfield, Army Air Corps, sent to the European Theater, shot down over Cherbourg, November 2nd, 1943.
November 2nd, that's today.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky, isn't it?
Now, are you ready to stop calling my office and asking if I'm a real pilot?
Oh, Bill, I'm so glad to see you. I thought you were killed in the war. I mean, I didn't know what to think.
Hey, I'm sorry. It was just a little joke my aide and I cooked up to pay you back for all those phone calls. I called Sugar Bakers and they said you were driving out. I didn't know you'd take it this seriously.
Well, I had a dream last night that you didn't come home from the war. Oh.
And then I go and play my stupid trick, you poor kid. I'm so sorry. You forgive me?
Don't even know who you are.
Charlene, I'm a real person, and a real pilot, and I'm shipping out tomorrow. Well, maybe not tomorrow, but we could pretend, couldn't we?
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children carousel, the chestnut tree. America, talking about America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned that good.